This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
We're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And again, be part of the conversation. How else are you going to know what's going on? Unless you're part of the conversation. And not all one-sided, not you telling us, telling me, telling people in the chat room how you're right and everybody else is wrong, because that's just boring and wrong. So be involved, right? Listen to what other people have to say. Consider some of the things that they have to say. They may change your, I doubt it, but they may change your mind. You don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your kind of sort of loved ones, what's going on. And I do very much appreciate it. Okay, so I like doing this on Monday. Some of you probably already read the piece, and I'm sorry if you did. I'm not sorry. You'll get to hear it twice. Well, maybe three times. I don't know. You know, we talk about the corruption in D.C. and what's going on with it, and, you know, the Trump, producer Tammy loves the term, the Trump communication effect is what I'm calling it now. I mean, think about something. He's got, you might want to check this. I don't know how to check it, but they tell me he has 119 million Twitter followers, right? And I realize that they're not all here in this country, but even so, let's just say 100 million of those people are in this country. That means every night with every tweet he sends, one tweet, just sending you one tweet, he gets to more people than all the major news outlets combined. Give that some thought, right? And really, if you put the numbers together, he may get to more people in a whole news day cycle. I don't know. I can't guarantee yay or nay. I'd have to do my homework on that one. So he, unlike other presidents before him, and one in particular who had 200 people in Chicago, hint, hint, wink, wink, that were sending out messages, doing social media, making sure he was covered, he can set the narrative of the news. And he puts the news sources, he has them have to go on the defense instead of him always being on the defense. He takes the offense and pushes them. Right, wrong, or indifferent. And as many of you who want to make fun of what the man has tweeted and said and how he's tweeted, he has been right a majority of the time, and I'm not talking 51%. I'm talking about 85% of the time. There has been some truth in what he's tweeted out. Now, I love watching Facebook. I love watching the Facebook warriors. I don't argue with them anymore because it doesn't do any good. I do like to poke them, but I don't argue with them anymore. And you're watching it over the past few weeks, you know, and because as we know, Facebook is the only source for real news now. I see post after post that they're claiming there's nothing to see, that the Hillary Obama Russia stories are of no consequence. No matter what you hear or say, or whatever you see, whatever you hear, whatever they show you, Trump's guilty. Period. that the whole Russia thing has to do with Trump and a discussion. Now, to show you how delusional these Trump dementia syndrome goes, or how deep it is, almost all the national security people, the Senate investigative team, the congressional team, and some of the top Senate Democrats say, hey, there's no collusion here. Nothing Feinstein even said it again today. And that's according to the masters of delusion. Right? Trump is guilty, according to them. So let's just say for conversation's sake, there's, I don't know. I mean, they've been looking at this for a year, right? Come on. You see the memos. They've been looking in. They've been unmasking. They've been looking into Trump for long over a year. So, and again, it started long before he became president. I know we're very close to it, to the time frame, but long before he became president. So, suppose we find out Trump called Putin and said, hey, can you let me hand over here and give me some dirt on I can use on Clinton, right? Is that collusion or is it opposition research? So what if he did? Not illegal. And what we're now finding out is that the opposition research means different things depending on who's using it. Right? Paying for information from your campaign against the other guy, whether you like it or not, is legal. The party you're running with paying for information against the other guy, also legal. Spending 15 or 20 minutes meeting with a Russian to find out if they have anything on the other guy, hey, guess what? Also legal. Well, unless you ask a Democrat. If the Democrats are doing it, and you ask a Democrat, it's legal. If a Republican's doing it, right, it's illegal. It's impeachable. It's a whole different altered state of reality for those people. When Democrats do all of that, even more, they actually, well, when they actually fly to Russia to discuss it, when close personal connections of the candidates go out of their way to ask to get Russians to help them out, and then they go out of their way not to report the help that they got. They go out of their way to report or not report how much money may have come in or gone out to certain organizations on federal reporting forms. Now, Dems tell us that that's legal, but it's not legal. It's illegal. Now, there were millions of dollars that went unreported to the Clinton Foundation. Remember that? For years and years and years and years and years. And just before she ran for office, when it started to become a dust-up. Oh, we forgot. We missed those. Let's report them now. And they still didn't report them all. Nowhere near. They even said at one point in time, nah, we're not doing this anymore. So they decided to take the law in their own hands. And what did Obama's Justice Department do? Bupkis. Nothing. Okay, I'll calm down. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You don't want to miss it. We'll be right back. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking. Don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
How appropriate was that? We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, the time that you're spending, you know, just being involved in the conversation. There are so many others, so many other shows out there you could watch. And you've chosen this one. And I appreciate it a lot more than you know. Because, again, I don't know what you're listening to me for. I haven't figured it out yet. But you should be checking out what I say. You should be checking out anybody you listen to. Anybody you're getting information from, you should be checking out what they say. Head out to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. A lot you can do up there. A lot of ways to get involved. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the things that you've been taught to hate, but you don't have to. You seriously don't have to. I deal with things, I think, from a humorous standpoint. You know my sarcasm. You can also buy a coffee cup, because coffee tastes much better in a TRS cup than it does anything else. I'm telling you, it's got a whole different flavor to it. You know, we keep hearing about people draining the swamp. We've heard draining the swamp term so many times. I think I want to throw up. I've heard draining the swamp so much. And when you think about what that actually means and what that's going to take, I've come to the conclusion, as others have, I'm sure, this isn't going to happen overnight. This may not even happen in 4 years or 8 years. This may take 10 or 12 years to do. This may take a Mike Pence presidency as well. I don't know if Mike is as, excuse me, Vice President Pence, is as aggressive as Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, again, as much as people say he's at the lowest level, you know, Donald Trump is at the lowest level of approval rating and blah, 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 I still haven't got a call from him. Call me. Okay, then I can say, hey, this might be credible. Even I got a call, but I got nothing. Bob Kiss, nobody in my family's got a call. Nobody in my family, my immediate family living in this house has got a call. Nobody in my immediate family has got a call, period. Nobody I know has got a call. Anybody in the, anybody out there in Radio Land, you get it? Anybody call you from one of these companies, right, Rasmussen or any one of the others, asking you about Trump? I'm sure, none. 855-REAL-JOE. That's why I don't believe any of this stuff. So we're talking about the tip of the iceberg. You know, you see what's going on in Hollywood. You see what's going on around the place. And now, you see what's happening in D.C. You see, this, I just don't get Trump. He must have a plan. He's got to have a plan. He's not the kind of guy that does it. That flies by the seat of his pants. Because Mullen is never going to indict some of these other people on Hillary's side. And you can have more than one investigation going. You can have more than one special prosecutor. And I'd just start lining them up. I really would. I don't care what it is. Uranium deal. Email server. Every single one of them. I do it now while I have the power. He's waiting too long. So we're talking about draining the swamp, at the tip of the iceberg starting to melt away, if you would. And we're talking about the things that are truly legal that the Democrats are telling you are illegal. And it seems that the Dems don't need to follow the rules. They don't need to follow the law. They're above them all. We are not. We are the peasants. And as I said, when the Democrats, you know, break the rules, most I didn't say laws, they break the rules. And they actually fly to Russia to discuss, you know, what kind of information they may have on the candidate they're looking to beat. Right? You still are within a legal, your legal rights. But when you're getting money from people, when you're getting money and giving money to these groups, and you're not reporting it on your federal reporting forms, your FEC forms, you've got a problem because that is illegal. And hopefully the Department of Justice is actually truly looking into that. And again, remember, the Clinton Foundation took millions of dollars for years and claimed it was an oversight. They didn't put it on their forms either. And then they told us, remember what I just said to you about being above the law? Then they told us they weren't going to do it anymore. They just simply weren't going to do it. And what did the Obama Department of Justice do to them? Nothing. Pupkis, nothing. You remember, most of the sitting around the secret file that former FBI director James Comey got on Trump, but decided not to verify any of its contents on his own. I mean, one of the most prestigious. I couldn't get the two letters out. One of the most prestigious investigative agencies on the planet decided they weren't going to check on the information they had for Trump. They were just going to go forward with it. I don't know. That's kind of confusing. Then they hastily asked for a special prosecutor. We all know why. Without a shred of real evidence, Can you imagine if we did this, do this now to Obama and Hillary? Imagine if we even hinted about doing this. See, let's get back to that fake dossier for a minute. It was paid for by Republicans at first. Nobody denies that. But as time went on, it was picked up by the Democrats. And the money came from both the DNC and from the Hillary Clinton campaign. And at first, nobody, that's right, absolutely nobody remembers or knew or could find the canceled check. Nobody knew anything. Millions of dollars went through hands. Nobody could remember anything. Now, on a side note, you know, I always say there are two classes of people. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether they want to admit it or not, and I'm not talking about socioeconomic. I'm talking about the ones who think the law applies to them and the others who believe it doesn't. It seems like nothing the left does is against the law, and I mean nothing. Ask them. Obama didn't break the law at all. Not one time. He didn't step on one word of the Constitution. Apparently, if you ask them, he's just shy. He's just a head hair shy of godhood. Then you get the Facebook legal expert wannabes, right? I mean, forgive me, some of you guys, you get on Facebook and you know everything about everything. And those are the ones I just giggle about. You know, when I've told you the story before, when I was a pilot, I have my pilot's license, but I don't fly for anybody. The most dangerous guy, most dangerous pilot you had is one that knew everything. Because he never got ready for anything, because he knew everything. He knew how to handle everything. You couldn't tell him anything. You couldn't teach him anything. And even in some cases, the book wasn't right, but he was. A very scary place to be. We'll talk about you Facebook legal experts, you Facebook experts, on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Massini, your host, listening to RealSide on GCN Live. During the break, head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. It's real simple. Doesn't cost you anything. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This just in, before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So I guess what I'm saying is, God bless your guilty white ass.
We are back. This is just so infuriating. I know, I go all over the place, right? But I'm watching, you know, you guys know, you old timers know, I have a TV off my left shoulder. And they're talking about immigration and abortion. By the way, you're listening to The Real Side if you just tuned in on GCN Live. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. So they're talking about the pro-choice groups are demanding access, abortion access for all women on the planet, no matter what, here in America. They are whack. I don't even want to pay for your abortion. I shouldn't have to pay for your abortion. I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. I'll pay for your abortion. Okay? I'll include tax dollars in for your abortion. All right? If you start paying for chapels in every high school in the country, how's that? We'll do a little trade-off. Okay? Why don't we do that? God, you're making me crazy. We wouldn't even have to deal with this abortion issue if we'd start talking and teaching our young people how important they are, how much value. No, not that they're the most important thing in the universe. That's not what I'm talking about. But how valuable they are. Well, you know, what they mean to God. Oh, God, we can't bring God into the conversation. I forgot about that, but I would anyway. How important they are. How much value they have to God. How much value that the baby that they are carrying, the baby they make, okay? How valuable that is. If we taught our young people truly about love, what it meant to give love and receive love, we wouldn't have this issue. Yes, we'd have some fools, but it wouldn't be at the level it is now. We're letting the loons get away with this. You and me and others are allowing the loons to run the asylum, and it needs to stop. We need to push back. You know, I have those shirts, #StandForAmerica. What's the problem? Why aren't we out there enforced like they are? I'm not telling you to bring bats and all this other stuff that those idiots do, but we need to stand up for it. And the deal with the 17-year-old that got the abortion, they even lied to the Department of Justice. The Department of Justice was filing papers, and they went around them, and they got her the abortion at like 4 o'clock in the morning before the papers could be filed. It's wrong. It's dead wrong. We need to stop this stuff. We need to not allow them to run over us like this. And you know what? Maybe right now, today, this, you know, whatever the day is, we can't stop abortion legally, but we can start dealing with our young people. We can start teaching them truly what love is all about. So it's just amazing to me. Okay, back to the message. We're talking about the corruption iceberg that's melting. And I don't care how it gets melted. I just care that Obama, not Obama, I just care that Trump, truly, is melting the iceberg to show the Obama administration's corruption. By the way, the poll on the website, did racism grow faster under Trump or Obama? We're like an 80-20 split here. Gee, I wonder, who do you think got the 80? That's right. Oh, Blamo got the 80. So you Facebook legal experts, I love you guys. You write about how almost every breath that Trump takes is a violation of the Constitution. You guys are unreal. And this is what they've done. This is what they do. So now when I match it up, almost line for line, something that Trump does, and he's against the Constitution, he's breaking the law, he's a traitor, and I show you how Obama did the same thing, I get one of two responses. Well, that's in the past. You can't do that. And stop defending Trump. Well, why shouldn't I? Why shouldn't I defend Trump when you defended Obama doing exactly the same thing? That's what makes you a hypocrite. That what makes you unreliable. That makes you in the political world of no consequence. And I've even been talking, look, you guys need to get gutsy too. And I don't know all of you, all 16 of you to listen to the show, but you need to get gutsy too. Okay? When you're with if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever you are, I'm just going to speak from a Republican perspective. And I get with my Republican friends, I go, look, here's the deal. You don't want to defend Trump by calling somebody out that's getting on Trump's case, like a Democrat, getting on Trump's case for something that Obama did. You don't want to call that person out for saying, hey, you didn't say anything when Obama said it because you're defending Trump. Well, you're a hypocrite then. You're no better than those guys in Congress for 7 years that told us that they were going to repeal and replace Obamacare. And you know what they had? They had nothing. This is what they had. This was their solution. You see it right there? White piece of paper, right? Nothing. That was the solution. We're going to end it. Here you go. We're going to end this. It's the dumb. They're dumb people. Ignorant. They don't care. Soulless. I can go on. It irks me that we stood by them. We defended them all these years, and they had nothing, and they let us down. And the real colors of the John McCains of the world now are shining through. And look at, God bless him for being a war hero. If he was, I don't know, wasn't there, don't know the circumstances. That doesn't give him a right to get away with anything today. Nothing. It doesn't allow him the right to turn against us, the American people. Seriously. Now, with all this going on with Mr. Trump, not a negative word about Mrs. Clinton. From those who drank all the Clinton Kool-Aid, she's another one getting ready to reach godhood in their mind. Everything she is accused of doing comes from a right-wing conspiracy to do the Clintons in. In other words, they do no wrong. That is a dangerous place to be. I don't care who you are, where you are, friend, non-friend of mine, whatever, and you're hearing this and getting upset, get upset. No, seriously. Because you're not being honest, and you're not being fair, and that equality you keep talking about is bupkis. Flush it, because you're not being serious. If he does something that you're against, and she's done exactly the same thing, you cannot make excuses for her. She's just as guilty. Serious. Even when you line up the actions that Trump has taken or words that he has said with Mr. Clinton, Mr. Obama, or Mrs. Clinton, Trump is wrong. Just ask a Dem, they'll tell you. Right? And the Dems are always right. All of them. They become the ruling class. In reality, they become, the La Cosa Nostra. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You don't dare challenge them or get crossways with them or else. And that or else, you just let your imagination run wild. My youngest son used to say, you can get dead. Right? Or you can get missing, which usually means you've gotten dead. That's the only two choices there are. You watch over the coming weeks and months how many people end up not being able to be found. I mean, the Harvey Weinstein issue is further proof of what I'm saying to you. Right? Now, since I've written this piece, now you've got Stacey. What's his name? I'll get it in a minute.
Spacey.
Huh?
Kevin Spacey. Right.
Yeah, Stacey Spacey, whatever. I mean, he's a freak. Nasty man. You know, this is the other thing that bothers me. Where are the people in the gay community? And I'm going to get a couple of them on the show. He raped a 14-year-old human being. Assaulted. Okay.
Clarify.
I know. All right, I'm sorry. I kind of sort of take that back. He assaulted a 14-year-old. You know what? You start doing anything sexual with a 14-year-old, you're just scum. You go instantaneously from human being to scum. And then for 30 years he ignored it? Oh, I couldn't remember. He's too drunk or something. Whatever. If you were that drunk, you would have been passed out on the floor. People would have been walking on you like a carpet. I did a lot of dumb things when I was young, when I was drunk. And man, I'll tell you what, I woke up plenty of times. I grew up in New England. I woke up plenty of times from drinking too much in a snowbank. It doesn't get any sicker than that, right? But I'll tell you what, I never once did I not know how stupid I was that night and what I did. Not one time. So this is, and Hollywood covers this. The only thing they can say about him is, isn't it great that he finally came out of the closet? He's finally open about being gay. Nothing, no major pushback at this point that he sexually assaulted, or was accused of sexually assaulting a 14-year-old. I've been talking about this for weeks now. This Harvey Weinstein thing, it's just the tip of this iceberg. Let's see what you do about it. Let's see if you conservatives who say you have a spine, who say you're willing to fight. Let's see if you conservatives will not rent their movies, not go to them, shut down these theaters by not supporting them. It's really that simple. If you're a mom and pop theater, I'm sorry, I really feel bad, but I feel worse for the young kids that have been assaulted, that have been sexually abused in Hollywood. I feel sorry for them. And me, you know, being the Republican who hate women, I also feel sorry for the women that have been taken advantage of in Hollywood. It's wrong. And you're supporting them when you support their movies. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Cleo, calm down. I'll be back in a minute.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 at the 3x for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-962-5369. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-5369. Again, that's 1-800-962-5369.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Hey, I got to get a news sounder, like, you know, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, that's just in. Remember that in the old days?
Yeah.
It got to be really old, I guess.
Remember.
No, good. Well, you're really young, so that works out well for both of us. Yeah, so, there's, now again, I'm not the news guy, so I'll do the best I can do here, okay? So they have, we've got reports of shot fired near the University of Utah. We actually broadcast out of Utah as well. So we shots fired at the University of Utah. Police are searching for the suspect. That was like, you know, 15, 20 minutes ago. Shots have been fired near the University of Utah campus. Officials are advising that the public should shelter in place while police search the area for a suspect. They've got a helicopter in the air. Units from multiple Salt Lake City area agencies were responding to the scene. Parking lot near the Red Butte Canyon on the east side of the campus. Traffic's blocked off near the area, and Utah Transit Authority trains are not proceeding east of the stadium. Have no clue as to what any of this means. But hopefully, if you're listening out of Utah with us tonight, you just, you know, button down. Just get your shotgun out, your handgun, whatever you have, and button down in your house. They come in. Make it the last thing they ever try to do to somebody. Anyhow, so let's be safe. Let's pray for those people. Pray for protection over those people. Pray for God to help those policemen, the policemen on it, the first responders to find this guy and nail him or these people and nail them quickly. Anyway, Always excited to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the, here's another thing that somebody just gave up. I know, I'll finish the corruption iceberg stuff in a minute, but this is important. So, apparently, Mr. Oblamo and Mrs. Clinton couldn't find the guys from the Benghazi attack for years, right? They're so good that they were able to go get, find other terrorists, I'll put it that way, right? They found, Osama bin Laden, right? I mean, because George Bush had nothing to do with that, I'm sure. But American Special Operations Forces and FBI agents captured a militant who allegedly was involved in a deadly attack, guess where? At the CIA complex in Benghazi. Okay? How long did it take Trump to do that? 10 months? No, come on, seriously. Obama would have taken the credit. Now, you know, the Dems are going to say, well, you know, Obama set this in order years ago. No, actually, he didn't. So, anyway, Al Imam is being transported back to Washington, where he will be charged in federal court, a U.S. official told a news source. The Department of Justice has the lead on this prosecution because the FBI was involved. They said President Trump had approved the mission, which was carried out in coordination with Libya's international recognized government. Our memory is deep, our reach is long, and we will not rest in our efforts to find and bring the perpetrators of this heinous attack in Benghazi to justice. And you know that Obama never said that. He might have said something like that, but you know he didn't mean it. He probably read it off some toilet tissue wrapping or something, but Trump meant it. We're not playing this game. You screw with us, you hurt our people, we're coming after you. That's the way it should be. What was it, that one clip that we have? The Chicago way? He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send two of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. We should do it. I'm good with that. That's one thing that Chicago does I'm okay with. And that's what we should do with ISIS and their people, too. Count up all the beheadings they did, all the girls they raped and beat, and all of that, and let's do a two-for-one exchange. What do you think? Anyway, moving on. So we're talking about the corruption in D.C. and how the corruption iceberg is starting to melt, and we're starting to really see what's going on. But it's not just D.C., in Hollywood, too. And I said to you guys earlier, and I'm glad to see some of you in the chat room and the Facebook feed have agreed with me from a standpoint of, you know, some of you are boycotting Hollywood. Now, you can call it a boycott, call you what you want. You know what it is? It's a sense of integrity. You sit back and you go, I can't give money to those people because they're using it to really just commit crimes against young. I mean, how do you justify that? I know right now, as I've been reminded, he's only been accused of. But man, this stuff is coming out of the woodwork. So accused or not, convicted or not, why don't you wait? You can always go rent his movie 12 times over if he's found innocent. But for now, why do you put yourself in those positions? I don't go meeting women at shady restaurants or hotels or out of town. You don't put yourself in those positions. Now you got many men in Hollywood, along with Weinstein, being accused of sexually assaulting women and underage children. Actually assaulting. And in some cases, raping them. Not claiming what they could do with a woman. You know, I know it's not funny, but I used to joke the guy that was talking about all that sex that he was having at the clubs and in high school when you were a kid, he wasn't having any sex. He might have been looking at dirty magazines, but he wasn't having any sex. Now, according to their ongoing real lack of outrage, calling for the firing and imprisonment of many of these people, I must have missed the news stories about the relentless calls to step down, have an investigation, be jailed. I missed all those tweets from Hollywood elites calling Ben Affleck and George Clooney and those others pigs like they did to right-wing people. Now, I haven't seen. Now, listen, if there are stories and if there are links and there are tweets, could you let me know? Send them to me. I'm more than happy to apologize and report on them, but I don't believe you'll find them. I do not believe you'll find of any substance, of any volume, the left calling out their own on this. And that's why I said to you, they're above the law. They don't see anything wrong with this. This is not a big deal. If Spacey had had sex with a 14-year-old girl, and he was a Republican, they'd be calling for him to be, you know, tarred, feathered, drawn, and quartered. But if this was a 14-year-old girl, this wouldn't be as big a deal, right? I mean, that wouldn't make as big a deal out of it. But when it came to Donald Trump, it seems that simply talking about what he perceived he could get away with, well, that was a national tragedy. That was like the worst thing anybody could do. Those are the worst words that ever come out of a man's mouth. The man had no business running for the president. He is a scum of the universe. You know, were these kind of things said about the Hollywood elites? How about Anthony Weiner? How long did it take them to finally say something negative about him, and how bad was that? No, they're all treated like gods. There is a double standard. Left versus right, there's a double standard. Be honest about it. Yeah, there are two classes of people. Hillary Clinton perceives herself in the law doesn't apply to me class. And she never seems to know anything either. Is this really who we want for president? She has no clue who's spending her money, where the money came from, that there was an email server in her bathroom. Nothing about the millions of dollars that left her campaign. She has no clue. Is this really somebody you want watching over your money? If we look to dig up dirt on Democrats with the Russians, it's called collusion. If the Democrats do it, and they spend more money, and they're more tenacious and more vicious about it, it's called opposition research. It's never been about equality, my friends. Get it through your head. This is not a kumbaya moment. We're all Americans, and they just want to be equal with us. Not true. It's always been about control. It's been about them having control over us. Just look at the California legislature. You'll see what I'm talking about. You don't have to look any closer than them. Look at the laws they're passing on food regulations, parenting, education, immigration, personal property ownership, cap and trade. The list goes on. There aren't limitations because Democrats have total control of our state legislature. They're going to tell you how many buttons you can have on your shirt soon, how many pieces of toilet paper you can use to clean yourself up with. If you want to see what Democrats do when they truly get control, just look at California and the problems that we're having. Do you really want that countrywide? Do you really want that on a federal level? The games they play to protect the guilty, you should see what they've done in our legislators, with our legislators, to protect people that are guilty in the state, at the legislative level, senators and assemblymen. No notes were available for the accidental meeting of Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. FBI said they had none. Then amazingly, under the Trump administration, they found them. They did have them. Thousands of emails from Hillary's server suddenly found on internal computers all over the DOJ and other places, State Department. Oh, let's not forget the ones they found on Weiner's computer, which should have never had any to begin with. The FBI Director Comey said that even though that many laws were broken by Hillary, no one would prosecute her, even though he had all the proof. And yet, with no verifiable proof, he wants Trump investigated. Look, I can list 30 pages of how hard these Dems work to cover up their corruption at the Obama-Clinton syndicate, as I would call it. But you already know most of these. And no matter what side of the aisle you're on, mark my words, people, like the Weinstein Hollywood story, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I believe that Trump will hold out. I believe he'll keep pushing forward. No matter what happens, he's got thick skin. Support him. Support our president. Support the melting of this iceberg. I'm Joe Messina, your host for Listen to Real Side. Special show for you tomorrow night. Don't go away. Go away now. Come back tomorrow night. Listen to Real Side. We'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless.